This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Whether you love to belt out tunes at karaoke or just sing in the shower, it turns out that singing can be good for both physical and mental health. And you don't even have to be good at it. The physical and mental advantages of singing are caused by a combination of factors, according to Vaishali Mukherjee from the World Federation of Music Therapy. He told BBC Future, "The physical exertion involved in singing, filling of our lungs, the firm control of our vocal cords, the movements of our mouth and body, is among the reasons why it can boost our mood. Hitting all the notes involves breathing control and the use of the diaphragm. This can lead to an increase of oxygen intake and lung capacity. Also, apparently, singing in a group brings just as many benefits as singing solo. It has been estimated that over 2.2 million people in Britain now regularly sing in a choir. A choir can be amateur or professional and is made up of people who sing together, often in harmony, with different people singing different parts, such as soprano or tenor, according to their vocal range. A 2022 University of Vienna study found that choral singing enhances feelings of trust and bonding among a group, which can help with depression and loneliness. And aside from mood boosting, other proven mental health benefits of singing include a lowering of stress and anxiety levels due to the release of endorphins, the so-called happy hormones. So, whether you are a confident vocalist or not, give singing a go. You don't need an instrument, because that's you. And yes, you might forget the lyrics or sound a little out of tune, but remember, there are a wealth of positives.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.